And the thing about competition in this world is that they want to destroy one another. That's not unity. That's not the Holy Spirit. That's flesh. You want to compete? Go join a men's league, women's league. You want to dominate? Join the church. Come into the kingdom of God. Why? Because we got one enemy. And it's not each other. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's the devil. And he's already under our foot, so it's not even a competition. It's not even, he's already defeated. We just keep him under our feet. Everywhere we go. Your feet don't even touch the ground because Satan's under. Paul changed how he looked at people. God looks upon the heart of man, and we should also do the same. Verse 17, it says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. Since you are a new person in Christ, no one can judge you based upon what you had done in the past. You don't live that anymore. That's not you. They try to bring it up. I don't know that person. That person's dead. That life is gone. And don't you bring it up to God. He don't remember it. Sometimes we're always bringing up these things. When you get before the Lord, the last thing you want to do is bring up your past. God, you know, okay, dude, that was 20 some years ago. Let it go. But you don't know how they're going to look at me. Doesn't matter. It's how I look at you. It's how he looks at you. True worshipers will worship him in spirit and in truth. God looks upon you inwardly, in your spirit. He sees himself. One third of you. Somebody said, one third of you is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. One third. Resurrection power is in you. You are alive in him. You're not going to get that from the world. You're going to get it in the church. You're going to get it through his word. So when we come in here, we're alive in Christ, not dead. We can clap our hands. We can stomp our feet. We can shout. We can dance. Because we're alive. We don't have to just stand there. And we're alive. Every day you wake up, thank God. You're awake. Oh, another day. Who can I make miserable today? People are miserable because they don't understand their identity in Christ. That's why we don't ever go around playing the victim. You playing the victim, you don't know who you are. You need a refresher. You need to go back to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Why? The old life has passed away. We should never play the victim. We're the victor. Always the victor. Always the victor. Thanks be unto God. I love this scripture. Who always causes us to triumph in Christ. So you're all about winning? Yes. Because God is. You know when there's going to be a war in Revelation? It talks about that war, that great war. They win. God is all about winning? Yes. Follow him. Old Testament, yes. If you listen to what I'm saying, follow me. When they got to Jericho and they marched around and they marched around and then they shouted after a time and then the walls came tumbling down. Jericho was the tithe. And God said, bring all the spoils into the temple. That was the tithe. And then the next battle, Ai. What happened? Somebody had kept some for himself. Achan, I believe. Kept a little bit for himself. Got a little bit greedy. All of the spoils was supposed to go into the temple. He kept a little sum for himself. And then they went into battle. They got a little big-headed. Oh, we can take them. It was nothing like Jericho. And then they get in the battle and then they start getting whooped. Why? God didn't go before them. They were disobedient. And what did God do? Had him and his family killed. Brought the spoils into the temple. All right, now go to battle. And they whooped it. AI. Whooped them. It's important to do what God is calling us to do, because you, when you're doing it and you're obedient to God, you're going to whoop the enemy every single time. And he's not about victory. He's always about winning. Even when Jesus died on a cross, he laid his life down. He became sin for us. He who knew no sin became sin. It was still a victory for us. So when the enemy thought he had him, he led the captives out. Those were in Abraham's bosom. Out. Preached the gospel. And took back the keys of death. Enemy thought he had him whooped. The enemy thought he had you whooped. Because even when you die, you're in the presence of the Lord. If you're born again, that's a win. Win, win. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's a win. It might seem like you're losing right now. I want to encourage you. It ain't over. It's not over. There's always one more round. It's not over. The enemy doesn't have you. God's word hasn't changed. There's a difference between the old life being gone and who you were before you met Jesus. You don't have to live in bondage because of your past. Jesus has set you free from all of that. He killed that life that was destroying you. If Jesus Christ is not your Lord and Savior, then you don't have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. You are not alive in Christ, but the new person in you is the Holy Ghost. You became a new creation. You are that new individual. You are that new creation. Got to stop beating yourself up. Because if you are, you're living far below than what God has called you to. That's not the abundant life. That Zoe life. If you're being tormented, guess what? Forgive those so that your Father in heaven may forgive you. See, it might look like you're losing, but once you forgive, you begin winning again. Every problem that you have in life, Jesus has an answer for it. It's just whether or not we just want to be caught up in our own ways. We want to continue to live that self life. You don't have to. Why? Because you're a new creation. You're a new person. The old has passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Today is a new day. It's a new day. You're going to have a bad moment. You might have a bad 15 minutes. You might have a bad, really, it's only about maybe 2 minutes. Maybe less than that. Somebody cut you off. That was for a moment. You don't have to chase them down with a finger up in your ear. Run them off the road. It ain't that deep, man. Let it go. You are never the same. So when you judge another, you judge the heart of man rather than their flesh. Your mind and your body do not change, just your spirit. So yeah. So if you are overweight when you came to know the Lord, you're going to be overweight after you become born again. If you weren't as smart before, you're not as smart now until you get your mind renewed with the word of God. You get that fear of the Lord. It's the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. Then you start making decisions and things based upon what his word says. Your spirit man is new, not your body, not your soul. Amen. Old things have passed away. If you need to remind yourself daily, do this. Tell yourself you're not going back to that old life. You're not going back to bondage. You're not going back to struggling. You're not going back to being sick week after week after week. You don't have to take Robitussin anymore. Or anything cherry. If you want to offend me, offer me something in cherry, a flavor. Don't like it. Too many cough medicines in my day. Too much. Next verse. Verse 18. It says, and all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ, and God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. A gift blesses people. It doesn't curse them. You cannot do this on your own. You cannot change inwardly. Your spirit man cannot be changed on your own. You need the help of the Holy Ghost. You cannot be born again without the help of God and believing in Jesus Christ. God's gifts are better than what we can ever give ourselves. People might be able to turn a new leaf. They might be able to turn another page, another chapter in their life, but you cannot do what the Holy Spirit can do inwardly on your own. You need his help. You need his guidance. You need to believe in Jesus. You might be able to do a whole makeover of yourself. Get a new haircut, new clothes. You got a new attitude. You might be feeling good, but inwardly, it's still corrupted. If you're not born again, probably look good outwardly, but inwardly, you could still be dark, evil. So when God changes you inwardly, we don't have to go around saying, I've changed. One does not say they changed, they just change. And people will see the difference in you. People will see Christ living in you. Hey, look at me, I changed. Notice the difference? Self-life. You're wanting people to take notice. You're wanting people to believe you. You just changed. Doesn't mean that you can't share Jesus with people, but people will notice the difference in you. There's something different about you. I just, why? This is just a sparkle in your eyes. There's a difference. I just know. I feel that warmth around you. I sense that in you. There's a difference. Sin separated man from God, and to help you, bring you back into fellowship with him, God had to deal with that sin. He sent his son to die for all of mankind. You are reconciled to God because of what Jesus has done for you. In verse 19, it says, for God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sin against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. Verse 20, so we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. He sent his son to die for us. And then he sends his servants out to go and preach the gospel. And everyone will not be saved, and you have to believe in Jesus Christ and what he has done for you. You represent Christ everywhere you go. You are an ambassador first. Oh, you so-and-so's son. I'm God's son. I'm God's daughter. People will recognize you based upon your family. They remember that. You're an ambassador. So you're never out of work. You always have a purpose. You represent Jesus everywhere you go. That's important. Again, you may have a moment or two, but you're still an ambassador for Jesus Christ. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. God was always, always trying to get his people to come back to him. Even back in the old covenant, in Exodus, it talks about that. But God was calling them back. See, he loves you. And if you've been going the opposite way, God wants you to come back. He's calling you back. He's calling them back into the church. He's calling those wayward sons back in this hour. Father God, we thank you that we're going to see. We're going to see. We're going to see all of those who have strayed away from you come back into your home, into the house in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that. We're going to see that. We're going to witness that. And we're going to help reconcile them right back to you. Because we are reconciliators for him. Verse 21, for God made Christ who never sinned to be the offering for our sin, that we could be made right with God through Christ. The sin of this world was laid on Jesus, and he took it like a champ. He became the very thing he despised. Jesus bore the punishment, the guilt, the shame. He took a beat down so that you would go back to your old life? No. He took a beat down so that you can live a true life here on this earth. Doesn't mean it's going to be an easy life, but it will be a righteous life and a holy life and an anointed life and a powerful life that will change and impact the lives of those who are around you. He knew no sin. He fulfilled the law. You know, you have people, we have to understand, like even in his last days, we could make idols about a whole lot of things, about anything you can make an idol out of. You can make an idol out of your family by putting them over God. You can make an idol out of your career. You can make an idol out of your possessions. You can make an idol out of technology. But see, you can have technology serve you, or you can serve it. There's a difference. We have our phones, but it serves you. It doesn't, you don't serve it. Unless you're giving more time to it and you're relying upon it in every which way as if it's God. You could do that with you could do that with anything with technology. I mean, how many people loved it when email came out? You don't have to sit there and write letters now. I remember in school they used to have us write chain letters to random people. What? Pen pals or something. Is that what they called it? What? You get it back. But you could be reliant upon that. Doesn't mean you're making an idol. Sometimes we have to make sure we don't over-spiritualize things. Because if you don't like technology, don't post. Delete your phone, throw it in a river. Put your laptop, throw it in a river. Get your van, go live right down by the river. Eating locusts and honey. We got to make sure we don't over-spiritualize the things that God has called. And because, I mean, God could have you do something and then use that technology in order to help bring it to pass. You're God's masterpiece. And you're created anew in Christ Jesus. The old life is done away with. It's passed away. So if you're born again in the Spirit, if you're born again, you're a true believer, then you're redeemed. You're justified. You are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. And here's the thing. Jesus always comes at the right time when you're needing him. His timing is perfect. It may not be when we want him, but his timing is perfect. And some of y'all are needing Jesus in your life. I mean, you need him now. You feel hopeless. Father God, I thank you. I thank you. That you hear your children's prayers. I thank you, Lord, that as they speak out your word, they confess your word, your angels hear it. They hearken to the voice of God. They hearken to the word that comes, your word that comes out of our mouths. They hearken to, they listen to, and they go out and they minister to those who are heirs of salvation. And we thank you that the things they speak out will be brought to pass when they spoke it, when they believed it, and they received it right then and there. And we thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Old has passed away. All things have become new. Let's stand. Let's stand.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.